Not to believe that God believes in you is in itself a sin. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We are currently in the series High Holy Days Formula, and it's number 4. So we've discussed the concept of Elul, reflecting on the year gone by, unsettling ourselves a little bit to expose the depth of our soul, the purity of our existence. We've talked about Rosh Hashanah, which is the time where we actually start from the very beginning. We go back to our core essence of our what defines us, which is the part of us that never failed, so that we can start from there and repair and rebuild. And last week we talked about the practical plan. God gives us 10 days corresponding to the 10 powers of our soul. We work towards Yom Kippur. We try and make a practical plan to identify areas of growth, things that we can align our conscious self with our real self. When it comes Yom Kippur, we apologize, we receive atonement, and then by the time Ne'ilah comes, the final prayer, we are fully aligned. Our conscious self and our real self are aligned, and we are come out with a sense of oneness and complete connection with our own soul and through that with God. I want to just continue that concept a little bit and talk about the end of Yom Kippur and talk about how important it is to believe in our own power of growth, to believe in the power of our tshuva and believe that God actually accepts it no matter how many times we failed. He actually always gives us that fresh start and that beautiful beginning to be able to improve, to grow one more step, to take one more step towards the ultimate goal. And I want to share with you an idea from a very great Hasidic Rebbe called the Kotzke Rebbe. And he asked the following question. If you know that when you're in synagogue on Yom Kippur, we have 5 prayers ending with Ne'ilah, the final prayer, the most powerful. It's a real climax. We come to the end. We confess again. We do tshuva. We apologize. By the time Yom Kippur is ended and we have screamed out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and we hear the voice of the shofar, we emerge completely clean, completely pure, completely forgiven, completely atoned for. And right away, as soon as the service is over, we begin the next day's service. We begin Ma'ariv, the evening service for the next day. And the evening service starts with a line, that God atones for our sins. And the Kotzke Rebbe asked the following question. He said, there hasn't been any time to sin yet. You've just finished Yom Kippur. You are completely sin-free, transgression-free. What in the world, what possible weakness, what possible transgression, what possible failure could we have encountered or engaged in the split second between the fact that between the time that we finish Ne'ilah and the time that we start the new prayer? Give it 10 minutes, give it half an hour, maybe we'll do something wrong, maybe we'll upset someone, and then we can, you know, try to ask for forgiveness again. But right after Yom Kippur, and he said the most powerful thing, he said that the sin, the only possible transgression at the end of Yom Kippur is not to fully believe that God has accepted our tshuva, that God has accepted our apologies and he has fully forgiven us and fully given us a clean slate. That hanging on to the guilt, that being doubtful if it's actually worked, that is the only transgression that could possibly remain after Yom Kippur. And there's a deep idea, and the concept is, as we approach these beautiful days and holy days, is that we need to understand that to fail is human. Obviously, we need to try and do the right thing. Obviously, we need to try and live a moral and a spiritual life, following the moral code that God gave us. But to fail is a human trait at the end of the day. But what is also true is that God gave us the mechanism to fix that. He gave us tshuva, he gave us this gift to repair, to rebuild, to seek forgiveness, to get atonement, and so on. But not to believe in its power, not to believe that Hashem always gives us a chance, not to believe that he trusts us to give us another year to really make it work and to live a life of meaning, that he believes in us, not to believe that, that is in itself a failure. And we need to be very careful of that. That is the most dangerous of all failures. To fail is human, and to fail sometimes causes damage, and we need to work on it. But not to believe that it's possible, not to believe that God trusts in us, that is a problem. That's very dangerous. This, of course, as we mentioned previously, really is reflected every single morning when we say Modeh Ani. We say Modeh Ani in the morning and we thank God for giving back our soul. We say, Modeh ani lefanecha, we thank God, Shechazarta bi nishmati, that you have returned my soul, bechemla, with compassion. And then we end off the sentence by saying, Rabba emunatecha, great is your faithfulness. And the commentary says, if we talk about faith in God, it should have said, great is our faithfulness, Rabba emunateinu. What is the idea of Rabba emunatecha? Great is your faith. What we mean is, great is your faith in us. The fact that you woke us up, the fact that you gave us back our soul, the fact that you're given us a fresh day with new opportunities, means that you trust us. You trust us to get out of bed and make it work. Give meaning, give purpose. No matter what happened yesterday, no matter what happened last week, no matter how we've lived our life until this morning, but God gives us that each day. And how much more so that he's emphasized around this time of the year. But God gives us a new year. He accepts our tshuva on Yom Kippur. He wipes the slate clean. He's giving us such freshness, such a new beginning. But we have to trust that we can make it work. We have to trust that we can take that gift and actually really put it into place. Rabba emunatecha. Let's think about this. Let's eternalize this. This is such an important thing. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Just focus. Relaxed. Try to be at ease. Turn your attention to your breathing. Just go into a rhythm. Breathe in and out. In and out. The rhythm of life, the rhythm of breath, just for a few moments. As you continue to breathe, just remember, as we always do, that the breath is neshima, expressing the neshama. Every time we breathe, we're expressing our deep soul. As you think about it, think about the various layers of the soul. Subconscious, our cognition, emotion, behavior. But then think about the essence of the soul. The spark at the very core foundation. What are the images? What are the wording? What's the terminology that comes to mind? Just think about who you really are. Purity. Pristineness. Strength. Pure. Godly, spiritual. That's who we really are. That's our essence. We might have complicated our life somewhat, but not at that level. Our real identity is intact. Our real identity is godly, with infinite potential. That spark at the bottom of our soul is what gives us the freshness each day. To live meaning, purpose, spirituality, godliness. Rabba emunatecha, you trust us, God. You believe in us. I need to believe in my own ability. Let go, let go. Think about something you want to let go of from yesterday. Just breathe deeply and feel the sensation of breathing out as if you're letting it go. Just let it go, let it not define you. Fresh start. With awareness, with mindfulness, being present in the now. Making today work. It's such an important idea to hang on to, and even sometimes during the day we get down, we start to feel guilty, we start to have these distracting thoughts. It's always good just to stop, breathe a little bit, and just remember your neshama. Remember at the core of your soul is always a fresh start. Have a wonderful day, everyone. and we'll continue this next week.